In hey, Ted.
Fairy tale.
Ted, wie geht's Q? Wie, und was ist mit Präsident Trump? Das würde mich interessieren. Vielleicht kann man da aus Amerika von dir aus mal was Neues hören. Wir sind ja schon richtig neugierig, was da jetzt weiter abgeht.
Ted, ist der. What about Q? What about Trump in America? Have you any information about what's going on? We are all curious here in Europe and waiting.
I will be happy to tell you what I know.
Mm-hmm. Bin jetzt sehr glücklich, wenn ich
as much as I am authorized to say.
Mm-hmm. Ich kann euch so viel sagen, wie ich erlaubt bin zu sagen.
Autorisiert.
No, I'm a pretty open guy and I like the truth, so I always like to tell, mm-hmm. Be open okay. with people.
Okay.
History, time. I do time travel, and time is like a river, in a way.
Zeit ist wie ein Fluss und ich Zeitreise.
It's like a backwards river. You know how the Danube flows through Austria or the Rhine goes through Germany and mm-hmm. there's tributaries that come into it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, think of a river the opposite, going from the sea up into the mountains, and you have different branches of it going off different ways.
Okay, also wir sollen uns zum Beispiel einen Rhein vorstellen, der ja eine Quelle hat und zum Meer fließt und natürlich dann viele Seitenarme hat, Seitenflüsse. Und jetzt sollen wir uns vorstellen bei Zeitreise, dass der Fluss andersrum läuft, nämlich vom Meer zurück zur Quelle, zu den Bergen.
And there's one main river channel as you go up. That's the main time frame.
Und es gibt einen Hauptfluss, Kanal. Und das ist dort, what is it, the time?
One main time path, if you will. One
also
main
ein path. Hauptzeitpfad. Mm-hmm.
Okay, one main path.
Okay.
And the main path is that President Trump will return as the new president of the United States.
Und ein Hauptpfad ist, dass Präsident Trump zurückkommen wird als neuer Präsident der Vereinigten Staaten.
Yeah. But the timing of that can vary quite a bit.
Die Zeit allerdings, wann das passiert, kann variieren.
Under one timeline, Biden was supposed to be arrested in January.
In einer Zeitlinie war es so, dass Biden bereits im Januar schon verhaftet werden sollte.
But the negatives threatened to blow up a dirty nuclear bomb to spread radiation throughout Washington, D.C. and the East Coast, so they didn't arrest him.
Okay. Aber die Negativen haben gedroht, eine nukleare Bombe auf Washington D.C. zu fallen zu lassen. Und dementsprechend hat man diese Festnahme nicht vorgenommen mit Biden.
If Biden had been arrested in January, I'm told that the medbeds would have been released by the end of January. That's what I was told.
Mhm. Wäre Biden festgenommen worden im Januar, dann wäre Ende Januar die Medbetten schon da gewesen.
There was a second timeline for Biden to be arrested and Trump to be inaugurated as the new president on March 4th, this month.
Es gab eine zweite Zeitlinie, dass am 4. März diesen Jahres Biden festgenommen wird und Trump sozusagen wieder eingeführt wird ins Amt.
There's a third timeline now for President Trump to be the new president sometime in early April, by the 10th of April.
Und es gibt jetzt eine dritte Zeitlinie, dass bis zum 10. April Präsident Trump zurück ist als Präsident.
Und dann wird wieder eine Drohung ausgesprochen und es geht immer so weiter.
And what will happen then? Will there be another attack or whatever?
What's interesting is that all the major hotels, I'm told, in Washington, D.C., right around April 5th, 4th, and 5th in that area, are booked solid. And the hotel prices are very high. Okay. Can't find a room.
Also was Ted weiß, ist, dass alle Hotels diese Zeit, 4. oder 5. April, bereits komplett ausgebucht sind.
Now,
wieso wissen die mehr als wir?
People getting these rooms know something I don't. You don't.
Ja.
We don't.
Ja, und die Leute, die diese Zimmer da gemietet haben, die wissen mehr als wir.
But so much of it is could go many different ways. I was also told by the letter before R that this process could go on for another year. God help us if it does.
Q hat auch gesagt, dass das Ganze auch noch für ein Jahr lang, also auch noch ein Jahr lang dauern könnte.
Because he said it takes time to arrest 500,000 people.
Denn er sagt, es braucht Zeit, um eine halbe Million Menschen festzunehmen. So can we help somehow?
Well, what we can do a couple of things. We can do the
Ja.
Hue right now
Ja.
and ask for galactic help to speed this process up. And I'd like to help speed this process up and also get the healing people are really going to need from these shots, because most of the medical profession won't be there anymore. They'll be gone.
Ja, right. Also wir können, ich habe gefragt, wie können wir denn jetzt da helfen, dass es schneller vorangeht? Und eine Sache wäre, dass wir das Hue zusammen machen, um diesen Prozess, um die Galaktik zu bissen, diesen Prozess einfach zu beschleunigen und vor allem, dass auch den Menschen jetzt geholfen wird, die bereits die Impfung erhalten haben.
I was getting harassed by these creepy grays this past week.
Ich wurde letzte Woche von diesen ja, ein Grauen bedroht, ja.
And then I asked for help and I got it.
Und ich habe dann um Hilfe gebeten und ich habe sie erhalten.
Wie wurdest du bedroht?
How was you erased?
How was what?
How was you, how did they attack
Attacked?
you?
I'd rather not go into details, but just know that I'm safe now. I'm
Okay.
home. And
Okay.
they are eliminated.
Okay, perfekt.
Er sagt nichts.
What I'd like to do is do the Hue three times. Let's bring in the Galactics and we can bring in the Pleiadians too. And they're there waiting for us. The Pleiadians have 2.5 million ships around the planet right now.
Also was wir tun können, ist jetzt dreimal das U und die Plejaden warten nur drauf, dass sie uns helfen können. Sie haben bereits 2,5 Millionen Schiffe, die sich um den Planeten befinden. Also
Yeah,
lassen Sie jetzt U
and
tun.
they will definitely help us.
Und sie werden uns definitiv auch helfen.
Yeah, so
Das höre ich schon lange
and
jetzt.
we need help.
Wir brauchen Hilfe.
Okay.
Yeah, we need help. So put your hand over your heart. Everyone listening today, put your hand over your heart.
Jeder, der zuhört,
Okay.
legt eure Hand auf euer Herz.
Do the Hue three times and ask for galactic help with healing people and also protecting us, because we do need assistance now. It's beyond.
Ja, wiederholt dreimal das U und bittet darum, den Menschen zu helfen, die diese Impfung schon erhalten haben, und bittet generell darum, um Hilfe für die jetzige Zeit.
Yeah, and to bring this, we need help, obviously. So let's just do the Hue three times. Say it with me. Hue. Twice more. Hue. And one more time. Hue. Isn't that nice and calm and peaceful? Oh,
Ja.
they hurt us. They hurt us and they will help us.
Sie haben uns gehört und sie werden uns helfen.
Yeah. Now for the Pleiadians, Admiral Halosaurus, I hope I don't. No, he said it's fine. Put your hand on your heart, bow your head slightly, and send them lots of love and light.
Admiral Helisaurus ist
And.
Euer Kopf auf die Hand, beugt etwas euren Kopf nach unten und sendet den Plejadern viel Licht und Liebe.
And he will help us. He will help us.
Und auch er wird uns helfen.
So good. And we are getting help. And since this is World Water Day, my good friend Liam McLaughlin, I've given him almost no notice, but I think he's on the line. Leon, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ted. How's it going?
We're fine. We're fine. I want you're being translated into German simultaneously for my show in Vienna. So you'll need to speak in just kind of short sentences, that's all. But anyway, say hi to Saskia and Gerhard and all my listeners in Central Europe. So it's nice to have you here, my friend.
Hi, Leon. Nice to hear your voice. Is he here? Or is he gone?
Are you there, Leon? Oh, did we lose you? Oh, what a shame.
Okay.
Well, we'll hope.
Okay. Du, Ted, was ist mit Q? Ich hätte gern, dass du ihn wieder mal einlädst.
Gerhard asked if you could invite Q.
Maybe the next time.
I tried to get him on today.
Yes. I miss him.
He was helping protect me against the Greys, and they went after him. He had a battle with them, and his energy is still low. So I'll get him on soon. Okay. It just wasn't the right day for him today.
Yeah.
Hey, Leon, can you hear us okay, buddy?
Oh, yeah. Everything's going good, Ted. Technology is amazing.
It is.
Hi, Leon.
How are you? Also, Leon hat sich gerade in unsere Zoom-Verbindung eingeloggt.
Great.
I'm fine. How are you?
Everything's going great. Happy World Water Day, everyone.
Happy World Water Day.
Yes. We're doing some great things.
Well, tell us about the great stuff you're doing, and also give out your website where people can contribute to help the Hopi and other people with clean water. That'd be great. Thank you, Leon, if you like.
Yes. We've developed some special water units that was specially designed to take out the arsenic 3, the arsenic 5, uranium, and a lot of other contaminants when we got the water sample with Ernest. And we just delivered like about 10 units there that will be picked up this week. And we have so far about 300 units between the RO and the other special units that we had customized for the Hopi and Navajo tribe. And we have the community center that's getting involved also. And we will now be installing units in some of the homes of the Navajo tribes as well as the Hopi, where we already started. And our first water unit fundraiser started with Ted. So when we put that first unit in, when Ted first made the Clean Water Foundation aware of the project, we now have 300 units in. Isn't that great? Within a 2-year period.
Oh, that makes me feel so good. That makes me feel so good.
Yeah, because Ted spearheaded it, and that's how we all found out. And now we're 300 water units later, along with Dr. Emoto, where we're praying about the water. So we get every machine get a blessing on top.
Wow. Great job, Leon.
That is so wonderful.
Let me translate it into German.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, okay. Also wir haben Leon hier wieder bei uns. Der war schon öfters mal da. Und Leon stellt ja diese Wassereinheiten her für die Hopi-Indianer, um dieses hochgradig verseuchte Wasser mit Arsen und anderen Giftstoffen, wie auch radioaktiven Stoffen, zu reinigen. Und sie haben Wasserproben entnommen und haben festgestellt, dass sie eben mithilfe dieser Wassereinheiten das Wasser komplett reinigen konnten. Und diese Woche haben sie bereits 10 Einheiten schon installieren können. Insgesamt sind es 300 Wassereinheiten, die in Familien, bei Familien der Hopi-Indianer installiert wurden. Die Gemeinschaft unterstützt sehr dabei. Und ja, das Ganze wurde eigentlich durch Teds Arbeit beschleunigt. Und ja, es ist wunderbare Arbeit. Wonderful work. It's amazing. Thank you so much, Leon.
Oh, no problem. And if anyone wants to join us, our website is www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org for any donations or people that just want to join us.
Again,
cleanwaterfoundation.org.
Also, wer gerne unterstützen möchte, Der kann dies tun unter der Webseite www.cleanwaterfoundation, WA, wenn ich es richtig verstanden habe, .org.
.org.
Einfach mal .org. Und ja, einfach mal Clean Water Foundation eingeben und dann sollte es auch erscheinen. Great, thank you.
Yes. Great to be back on the show with you guys.
Yeah,
what a wonderful show. And on World Water Day. How cool is that?
It's amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely, my friend. Well, you do such wonderful work. Leon, tell me, have any fundraisers coming up I can help promote, tell people about?
Yes, we have a fundraiser coming up, a virtual fundraiser, and I'll send you the information on August 21st. Okay. We're going to have a virtual fundraiser with Airline Ambassadors.
Oh, lovely.
And I'll send you the information on that.
Okay, great. Great.
And we're going to have an amazing lineup. I'll definitely send you the information after we get off the show. It's going to be absolutely spectacular.
Wonderful. And also, let me know when you need more of these books. I've got books here, of course, and we can get it from Michi in Tokyo. My understanding, Leon, is that each one of the water filters that go out, they get one of the Dr. Moto's books, the Message from Water, which is really cool. So anyway, yeah.
That's exactly right, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Leon, you wanted to tell me something. You remember the last time?
Yeah, about when my heritage. So I found out through relatives of mine that I was part Native, and the Native that I'm a part of is Cherokee, Mohawk, and Blackfoot.
Really? Oh, fantastic.
Wow. That's
yeah.
Wow.
So I talked to an uncle of my grandfather's, and his mom was 100% Native. He was a half Native. And then when we found out the heritage, I'm Cherokee, Mohawk, and Blackfoot. Unbelievable. Wow. So when I told Ernest that, he said, very interesting.
Yeah. Wow. What are you going to do with this information? You already have your 10 horses.
I know.
Going around like dancing.
I know. Yeah. I'm gonna have to do that to learn each dance. And since I'm a part of each tribe, I'll have to learn each dance from each tribe. And you know, that's amazing that you said that, because when we had our happening event in October, we actually did a rain dance, and it hadn't rained in 168 days, and it rained the next day.
Oh, wow.
Is that amazing or what?
That's fantastic. Well, that just goes to show that we're powerful spiritual beings, and we can create the kind of world that we want, you know.
Right.
And that's why your work and all of our work is so important, Leon. And I wanted to tell you, if you want to join the Cherokee tribe, I can put you in touch with people who can make that happen. I just need a statement from you. Send me an email with your background, and I can send it off to the powers that be. Have them look at it.
I will definitely do that. That would be wonderful, because I was just stunned when my relatives found out the work I was doing with the Hopi and Navajo, and said, yeah, your grandfather's mother was Native. And I was like, wow. And they said, yeah, and he's half Native. And then we found out exactly what Native tribes that we came from.
Wow.
That's great. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Wow.
So much of that is in the history here in this country. Yeah. And, well, that's great, Leon. Yeah, we'll talk after the show. I can get you in touch with people
okay.
And help you with that. Yeah, no problem. Well, anyway, the one of the things that I found out some years ago when I first started this with Leon's help was that the men on the Hopi reservation only lived about 44 years and women lived to about 54 years, give or take. And that's compared to much higher longevity rates in the general population outside of the reservation. And part of it, a big part of it, I think, Leon and Saskia and Gerhard, is the water. The water's bad. And as Vernon Mesfayava tells me, as another elder on the Hopi, that there's a mining company called Peabot Mining. I think they've stopped mining now, but they pumped out so much water to do their mining, coal mining, that the aquifer level's gone really low. And as it's gone low, that's where all the radiation and arsenic is. It's been hard to get it out because it's just been this poisonous stuff there.
I heard that they're going to open back up some mines, that another company is going to be re-mining uranium out there. And they were saying them trucks, when they drive through the land, a lot of that uranium slip out as they're driving it out, and it gets, you can't erase uranium.
They're
in a horrible situation.
Isn't that a Canadian company? I don't remember all the details. There's a Canadian company doing that, I think.
I heard
about it last year. Now, I'm going down there again middle of September, September 15th through the 20th. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, I'll be going into Mexico to see some spiritual centers. And I'd like to bring some things down there for them at that time. We should talk about that.
That'll be great.
Yeah, that's my plan, to go down then after the end of the year. So I do it now, but I want to give it some time for the society to get back to normal again. And I think it will. Yeah, give it a couple of months and things will get normal again.
Saskia, kannst du da was übersetzen? Also war das, woher kommt diese Vergiftung des Wassers?
Also die kommt daher, ja. Also nochmal zu den Hopi-Indianern, die eben so hochgradig verschmutztes Wasser haben, was dazu führt, dass sie eine sehr verkürzte Lebenszeit haben. Das verschmutzte Wasser kommt daher, dass Bergbau betrieben wurde und jetzt wieder anfangen soll. Und man so tief gebohrt hat, dass eben diese Giftstoffe, wie wir auch sehen, Uranium, wenn ich richtig verstanden habe, jetzt dadurch ins Grundwasser gelangen oder wo auch immer, wie auch immer das passiert. Und das Wasser dort verschmutzt. Und das Ganze soll jetzt wieder tatsächlich neu anfangen. Irgendwann eine Firma aus Kanada, die wieder Bergbau betreiben will jetzt dort. Mhm.
Ja. Und die müssen das ja wieder reparieren, wenn sie das verursachen.
Ich frage mal. If these companies that are responsible for this horrible
pollution
work they do by... putting this arsenic by their work into water and whatever, they are responsible and they should be made responsible for it, or they should pay for it, or whatever. Is this working, or is this happening, or what?
Okay, es ist die Verbindung leider schlecht.
Not that I know of. They just have the rights to mine, and they should be paying for contaminating that land like that, but with the bureaucracy, which is red tape, nothing has been done from what Ernest and the tribes were telling me. Yeah. That's why we're trying to make it aware, to get the word out so we can get, hopefully, the United Nations involved. We had a meeting about that today to see if we can get the United Nations involved to kind of step in to stop it.
Yeah, right. Well, it's inexcusable the way they treat these people. It's awful, really. I mean, there's places that Ernest took me to on the Hopi reservation about a year ago where, no, 2 years ago, I guess it was, about 2 years ago where it was like there was a rock cliff outside of this gas station. He said, "Here, Ted, take a look at this." And we pulled off the cars, we took a Geiger counter he had, and he put it next to the rocks, and Geiger counter went off the scale. It went nuts. There was so much radiation. Just
wow.
From the rocks right there.
Wow.
And when they mine it, of course, that residue is going to go everywhere in the reservation. People are going to die from the cancer. Yeah, they're going to get hit.
Saskia, sag du mal, was war das?
Also, nochmal zu den Firmen, die eigentlich verantwortlich dafür sind, dass das Wasser so schlimm kontaminiert ist. Die werden also nicht zur Verantwortung gezogen. Das hat auch bürokratische Gründe, weshalb eben Lyon und Ted dafür sorgen, dass eben dass diese Information nach außen kommt, dass die Menschen darüber wissen, was hier eigentlich läuft. Und Ted hat noch gerade erzählt, dass vor ein, zwei Jahren war er unterwegs mit einem Älteren aus dem Gobi-Reservat und sie haben dort mal Messungen vorgenommen an einem Stein. Und da schlug diese Messgabel, wenn man Radioaktivität misst, enorm groß aus. Und es ist ja messbar, es ist ja etwas, was da ist. Es ist bewusst, dass das zu Krankheiten und frühzeitigen Tod führt. Aber bis dato war es eben, es war halt so.
Ja, wenn so etwas in Washington oder in New York passiert, da wird ja auch gleich was gemacht. Warum gerade nicht bei den Hopi-Indianern?
When something like this this would happen in Washington or in New York, there would be something about it. Why don't they help or do something where they hope they live, for example?
Can you hear us, Leon, okay?
Also der Leon kämpft gerade gleich mit wem.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah, don't.
Okay.
Don't make so much noise. Hey.
Leon, when something like this, this contamination of water would happen to Washington, D.C. or New York, there would be consequences. Why aren't there consequences there where the Hopi live, for example?
Yeah, and you know, you're exactly right. And I think people just don't care. And a lot of, you know, because we're now trying to get different corporations to get involved. And as far as water is just not, on their agenda. And they just say, hey, that's just a little place in the desert on a reservation. And they just don't care. So I think we have to bring awareness. And that's why I was saying with the United Nations to get them aware to step in to make a difference. And that's why we were talking to the United Nations just last week. And we're actually on World Water Day. They're doing a story about the Hopi tribe. I'll send you guys that link to bring that awareness. So you have to bring in people like that, because if it was in Washington or New York, it would be unacceptable.
Yeah,
right.
Even though you have to look at the movie Dark Waters, and a lot of corporations get away with it, bringing in phony water reports and saying, oh, no, it's no uranium or arsenic there, and then have phony water reports because they have the money to do all of that. You have to watch a movie. It's called Dark Waters, and it's a true story, and it just got settled like in 2019. Unbelievable. And this was about contamination of corporations like DuPont putting in chemicals in the water in Ohio, and some in New York got hit with that also. Wow. But they did a big settlement, like you said, once they caught the corporations polluting the water.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay, also was Leon sagt, ist, dass es die Leute einfach gar nicht interessiert. Ja, es ist weit weg, es ist irgendwo in einem Reservoir, es interessiert nicht. Und die großen Firmen, die dafür verantwortlich sind, sie sind bisher immer damit gut weggekommen. Deswegen liegt es Leon so am Herzen, mit der UN Kontakt aufzunehmen, um eben Bewusstsein zu schaffen, um darüber hinaus endlich auch mal etwas in Bewegung zu bringen. Er empfiehlt einen Film, Dark Waters, das heißt, glaube ich, auch tatsächlich so im Deutschen Dark Waters. Ich habe den Film auch gesehen. Und was dort gezeigt wird, ist tatsächlich die Realität. Also so läuft es.
Der ist schon älter, der Film, oder? Ja, ist ja schon älter, das läuft ja schon viele Jahre.
Ja. Der ist schon ein bisschen älter, der Film, ja.
Und das ist eine wahre Geschichte. Und ja, wenn das schon so lange läuft, ich meine, ist da eine Absicht dahinter, dass man diese Stämme ausrottet, oder was?
When they are doing this, with this water contamination, is it on purpose to get rid of the Hopi?
Good question.
Yes. It is, because the thing is that by having those mines, they really don't care because they're making money. That's why they're timing that new uranium mine that Ted was talking about, that Canadian company, they was going to open up, but they said, let's wait till the price of uranium go up as it is going up. Then when it get to a certain peak, then we'll start mining. Let's not mine now and have to sell the uranium at a lower price when the way it's going up. We could double our money within another year or so, and that's what they're doing. They're getting rich off of that land and don't care about polluting the water. And that's why we're trying to even get kids 30 and younger involved, because through social media, we can get a lot of traction, but we have to get a lot of more youth involved, 30 and under, because they took a survey and they said that really the only people caring, even though it's some youth out there that do care, is mostly the age group of 30 and over. But now they have to get that 30 and under group to get involved, because through social media, a lot of people could find out what's going on and be more aware. And social media is the way to go, but we have to get the younger kids involved.
Okay. Also den großen Firmen geht es letztendlich nur ums Geld machen. Es interessiert die nicht, ob die da Wasser verschmutzen und ob da Menschen dran sterben. Es geht ums große Geschäft. Und für Lian ist jetzt so wichtig, was ihm am Herzen liegt, dass nicht nur die Älteren sich jetzt dafür öffnen und Bewusstsein haben, was das, sondern vor allen Dingen auch die unter 30-Jährigen, insbesondere über die Social Medias, wo man ja schnell auch viele Menschen erreichen kann. Mhm.